Useful closed questions. If you're a coach or if you are trained at all in coaching, then this might give you an uncomfortable tingling at your back. Because we are not supposed to ask that many closed questions, right? And professional coaching marker by the International Coaching Federation, for example, is that a coach asks clear, primarily open-ended questions that help the client explore. But the key is here, it's primarily open-ended questions and not exclusively open-ended questions. And that's an important aspect here. So this episode, I want to get us back to a basic principle in when we explore with team members, for example, in a one-on-one. There are times when we explore and there are times when we condense. There are times when closed questions are really useful to make progress. How does that sound with some examples? Well, I'll explain after the break.
Welcome to the Coaching Leader Podcast, specially crafted for the ears of ambitious people leaders who want to take their own communication skills to a whole new level. We are the home of the IntelliCoach Leader Academy. We are on a mission to give leaders an edge with the most powerful skills of executive coaches so that they can create strong, trusting relationships with their team members, their peers, and yes, their own bosses. And here is Mike, your host. Let's get started.
Welcome back. It's easy to think that when I ask closed questions in a coaching conversation or in a coach-like conversation, then I'm automatically doing things wrong. But that's not the case. Well, there are better and worse questions. I might say that here with a disclaimer. And the probably worse closed questions are those that directly lead people into a direction. And they are basically solutions disguised in questions. For example, have you not thought about just doing it by yourself? And in this example, I'm turning an advice into a question laced with an accusation almost, with a lot of judgment. Well, these are the worst kind of closed questions. But that's not the same as asking at the end of a conversation, was this helpful? In a neutral tone. That has a very different kind of ring. And the difference is here that this is an offer for closure, an offer to clarify before moving on. And these are what I call useful closed questions. So in this short episode, I would like to bring back the difference between what a good closed question is and what not. And I'll give you some examples on where we see this in the wild. On a basic principle, again, conversations that are good and explorative between a manager and a team member, for example, they have some kind of exploration in them and some kind of confirmation. Exploration and confirmation. And often they alternate. When somebody comes to us with a problem, something that they need to figure out, we might just ask some open-ended questions and ask some inquiries to help them explore. For example,
what makes this hard for you? What are some things that you've thought about? What could you experiment with?
These are great open questions. But once our team member, once the coachee has started exploring, they have shared ideas, we somehow need to bring this back. We need to find confirmation. We need to narrow things down. Now, one way to do that is to ask a different kind of open question to clarify, for example,
so what's one thing that you notice here? Or what is then your solution?
And these are already narrowing down. But we can also make this even more closed to speed up the progress and to clarify and to partner with the other person. For example, we could say,
so I heard two solutions here from you, talking to her or letting it rest. So which one will it be for you?
And in this case, I would call this a closed inquiry because I give someone two options to choose from. But these two options apparently came from the coachee, which is great in this moment. And this is a useful closed inquiry because it brings things to a decision point. It makes things progress. So when you find yourself in a conversation that goes all over the place, closed inquiries can be helpful. And I've mentioned this before on this very podcast that coaching conversations and good employee conversations often have the shape of an hourglass. They expand and they contract. they expand and they contract. So when you have to make a decision with somebody, or you want to create a challenge, it's often useful to pose a closed question, a useful closed question. I want to give you an example here that I saw in literature just the other day. And anybody here in the audience who may work with Amazon, please confirm or correct me if that's still correct or outdated. I read about Jeff Bezos' hiring principles that he apparently has ingrained into managers at the organization. And he asks managers to confirm their own thinking based on three questions. And two of those questions are closed and one of those questions is open. The open inquiry that he wants to ask managers is,
along which specific dimension might this person be a superstar?
Now, this is a loaded open question because the presumption is that we will hire a superstar, which is a fair one in my view. So we want managers to think and search for a potential candidate, a superstar quality, which is fair, which shows the values of the organization. And then there are two more closed inquiries, which are really interesting. And the first closed inquiry is,
will you admire this person?
And the second one is,
will this person raise the average level of effectiveness of the group they are entering?
I love this kind of inquiry. Will you admire this person? Almost forces you to make a judgment call in that moment. It's very hard to wiggle yourself out of it. Well, you either do or you don't. And it's more of a gut decision, but it's an important one. And there, again, there is a presumption included in here that admiring a person is somehow really important to hiring. And the second close question is even more interesting here. Will this person raise the average level of effectiveness of the group they are entering? This is also an inquiry that has a presumption built into it. And that is, you don't hire unless the person you're hiring raises the average standard of this group. And I find this challenging in a very good way. I remember I read about these three questions 10 or 15 years ago. And that second inquiry,
will this person raise the average level of effectiveness?
I've used in my very own team at that time as a manager. And I remember a team meeting where I shared with my team, and we had about 8, 9, 10 people there. And I shared with them that we are going to expand our team with a few people on a temporary basis for 6 to 12 months. And I asked them, please help to find candidates for this role in your own area, because we want to bring really great people in. But what I want to make sure is that you look at one specific guideline. I would like you to make sure that whoever enters this team will raise the average level of effectiveness in this group. And that is a challenging proposition, because what goes on in your head is right now,
oh, so this person might actually be better than me and I need to bring them in.
So on a personal level, this inquiry, this challenge is tough, because it sounds like I'm almost working against myself if I recommend someone who's better than me. But as a team level direction, that's completely something that makes sense, because we don't want to get someone added to the team who would lower the level of effectiveness of the team. So I find this is a great example for closed-ended questions that almost impose clarity on the person who you ask them to, because they enforce you to make a judgment call and take on a position. Hope this was helpful. As I close this conversation here on useful closed question, I ask you one closed question that I often ask my own team members too.
So did we achieve our goal?
Which is a great closed-ended question towards the end of a conversation, especially when we still have a few minutes left and there's a lot of psychological safety in the team. So I hope we achieved our goal in differentiating closed questions that are good from bad, and to also remember the style of conversations between expanding and contracting. And hopefully you expanded your own repertoire a bit of the way you could inquire in your next, yeah, crucial team conversations. This is Mike from IntelliCoach. I wish you all well.
You've been listening to the Coaching Leader Podcast. To ensure you never miss an episode or other updates from us, head over to IntelliCoach.com/connect. Here you will find our magic link to subscribe to our podcast, and you can get our newsletter. You will get show notes and other special insights directly into your inbox. Thanks a lot for listening. Hear you soon.